The Awakening of a New Era, Colonization and the Road to Revolution. Abstract. Some years ago, reading Aristotle, Descartes, Locke, Bacon, Kant, Hegel, Montesquieu, Halbach, Comte, Marx, Engels, Foucault, Lacan, Gadamer, Weber, Durkheim, Bourdieu, Parsons, Politzer, and all the theorists of Frankfurt School, we dreamed of the consolidation of the violent revolution with certain patterns of hegemonic domination. Noting that the class struggle, although with different features, could continue to be redefined over and over again in the atria of the readings embodied in hours of debates that called us to an urgent revolution, made us suspect that such a state of things would represent serious changes in the structure of domination systems. Likewise, that university located in the Aymara Quechua Altiplano of Peru with a series of precariousness, limitations, concerns, and embezzlements, made us naively believe through those who teach in it, that the revolution with hatred was possible. Although we did not know good reference of the environment, except for Amoda José Carlos Maria Tegui, the indigenous Gamaniel Curata, as well as the pedagogue José Antonio Encinas and the anarchist Manuel González Prada, who had already shaken off the alienation yoke, we still insisted on the socialist revolution that nothing it had to do with the very foundations of democracy, because the historical space was already different for our time.